Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 14, Letter Number 4968, Baruch Hashem, dated the 24th of Kislev, Tavshi Yudzayin, Brooklyn. Rebbe is addressing it to the great genius, Dov Yehuda Shochat, Sheikh Shochat. We had several letters from the Rebbe. He was the father of all the famous Shochat brothers. From Toronto. The Rebbe says, after a long interruption, I received your letter of your honor from the 22nd day of Kislev, and it with sweetness I read in it about the Fabrengen, as it is tied to the clear day of the Chag HaGeulah, the festival of this past Yutus Kislev, and that also the women of the Chabad gathered the next day on a lecture about the story of the day, what took place. The Rebbe says, very pleasant, sweet to him to read about this report. And the Rebbe says, for sure, this is going to impact all this in action. As it's known, the promise of our Torah, which is a living Torah, that the greatness of the study is that it brings to action. So the Rebbe says this is not just a good wish, but it's a definite guarantee, a promise, because we can see this from many halachas in the laws of Talmud Torah, that the study brings to action. And the Rebbe says, look, this is a sign that I got your letter on the day of Erev Chanukah. This is on the eve of Chanukah. What is the service, the idea of spreading the wellspring to the outside needs to be continuously to add and keep on going from day to day in this matter. So this is also what Chanukah about it. So to keep on going, like the candles every day we increase, and the addition in the pure oil, adding pure oil, which is the miracle, is that there was pure oil, especially when we talk about the section of the Torah which is called the Tree of Life. There is no impurity over there, so that represents the pure oil that they found. Rebbe says, look in the Geres HaKodesh to the Alter Rebbe, chapter 26. And the Rebbe says, in many places, it's known that the Torah has been compared to both, to all three, to water, bread in a parenthesis, wine and oil. But within liquids, it's wine, oil, water, wine, and oil. Also to bread, but within liquids, it's water, wine, and bread. Water, wine, and oil. And within the sections of Torah itself, water and bread represent the revealed part of Torah. And wine and oil are... wine is the secret of Torah, and the oil is the secret of the secret of Torah. So therefore, since it's Erev Chanukah, and he's spreading the wellsprings to the outside, so this is all additions that takes in the pure oil, especially the inner part of Torah, and because the inner part of Torah is Shemen, that's the secrets of the secret of Torah. And the Rebbe says, praise that through the dissemination and the additions, we should very soon merit very soon to the fulfillment of the promise that the night will shine like the day. Laila kayem yoyer. That will happen with the coming of a righteous Mashiach. He is, as brought down in the Pasuk, Shmoine Nesiche Odom, the eight princes, human Nesichim, the princes, Moshiach is one of them, as explained in Torah Or for the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe references where it is with a blessing. So the Rebbe gives him some insight in the The Rebbe is very happy that they had this meeting, and the men met, and the women met, and that the Rebbe is praying that this will for sure impact, not praying, but the Rebbe says, and the Rebbe says it's almost a guarantee. If you look in the laws, you see that this is for sure. If you study, it brings you to action. And then the Rebbe brings out that it's specifically connected to Hanukkah, because the Hasidus, which is pure, there's no impurity there, and it's been compared to oil, wine, water and oil, but the hidden part of Torah and the secrets of the secrets to oil. And the Rebbe prays for the coming of Mashiach, in which, just like the Hanukkah menorah light the candles, the day will be shining, the night will shine like the day. The Rebbe prays for Mashiach.